Oh, he's a good man. He was at the telethon last Thursday night, and everyone wanted to talk to Matty King. G'day, Matty.
Morning, boys.
That was a good night, mate. Well done on turning up, buddy.
Yeah, it was a great night, mate. A great cause, obviously, and a lot of fun, so I was glad I was down there.
Which is terrific, mate. It's a massive week. You were able to, or the Rabbitohs as a whole were able to sit at home and just watch the Roosters get belted from pillar to post by the Cowboys and all that energy sacking effort to try and, you know, ward off the comeback. It was good stuff.
Yeah, it was a great game of footy. I actually found myself, just as a footy fan, to be honest, I sat back and totally forgot that the Bunnies were going to play the winner of that game. To be honest, I just sat back and enjoyed the great comeback from the Cowboys, and I loved every minute of the whole weekend. Actually, the footy was awesome this weekend.
Yeah, it was, mate. How do you think the Rabbitohs... I suppose there is a danger when you get through without having to play that week that you might not start right on, you know, at the start of the game, I should say.
Yeah, it is. I've been fortunate enough, to be a part of these sort of weeks, and it is tricky. The start of the game is really tricky. You have that weekend off, and it's amazing. You have a weekend off footy, and I don't know whether you lose a little bit of fitness or what it is, but that first 10 minutes of the game really does take you by surprise. But the boys, everyone sort of said that we've had a week off, but we haven't had a week off. Let me assure you, the boys have trained really tough. They've trained exceptionally well, but obviously that'll get ramped up now that we know we're playing the Roosters, and hopefully come 7:30 on Friday night, the boys will be in peak condition to get the best out of themselves.
Okay, Matt, well, tell us what Michael Maguire actually did with the side over the weekend. Was there a contested session? Was it hard work?
We actually had the weekend off, mate. So okay. We trained.
What's he going soft, mate?
Yeah, well, we trained every day last week, so Monday through Friday, and Matt gave the boys a little bit of downtime over the weekend, and obviously we're back into work this morning. So, we had a couple of tough sessions last week where the boys bashed each other, tried to make it as close to a game as possible, but obviously nothing compares to the real thing. As I mentioned, hopefully we've done enough to get the boys right to go come Friday.
It's been over 40 years, mate. It'll be a hard thing for everyone to forget that. Running into this next week of finals. So I'm sure that Madge, right through the season, has been trying to not mention it or get the players thinking about it.
Yeah, I think in the last couple of years we got a bit caught up in that slap. You know, we were happy to talk about that stuff, but really there's nothing we can do about the last 40 years slap. So all we can really control, obviously, is this Friday night. So that's where our main focus has been. And It's alive, those slaps. It is a thing. Like the club hasn't tasted success for such a long period, but that's down to the fans and all the people who aren't really playing. You know, that's up to them to sort of talk about and get some mileage out of. But from the playing group, mate, it's all about this weekend,
mate. Plus the confidence. You're a different side this year. I know you've stumbled at this time the last 2 years, but the confidence that the young guys, you know, the Arvars, the Johnstons, the Walker. They've been as good throughout the final series as any of the senior players.
Yeah, the club got rid of a few old fellas last
Sorry
year.
Sorry about that, mate.
Those young guys have been amazing. Obviously, Dylan Walker now, he's 19, but he's close to a senior player amongst the playing group. He's this is his second season now, but those other guys you mentioned, Kurosomi and Alex Johnson, they've just jumped out of their skins this year. And the back line... Your ITK, not only are they young, they're fast, they're energetic, they've got that much enthusiasm, they're a pretty excited bunch at the moment, mate. So,
but they're confident, aren't they, Matt? I mean, the younger guys, you know, they don't look like nerves play a part at this stage.
No, you're right, mate. I suppose, you know, they look behind them and they've got Greg Inglis carrying the ball back, they look in front of them, they've got Sammy Burgess and Isaac Luke controlling things in the middle, and then they've got big Johnny Sutton who really has become a great leader amongst the boys. So I suppose confidence, you'd hope, wouldn't be an issue with these young guys. They're obviously playing in some pretty big matches, but the environment they're in each day is really allowing them to be their best, and I think we saw that especially against Manly.
Yeah, those big names you've just mentioned, they're going to be the difference, and that's what I think the Roosters may struggle. You know, they've got their big name players as well, but you look at Sammy Burgess and GI, I reckon they've gone to another level. You know why Sam is, because he's leaving. He wants to go out in the high. GI said publicly a few weeks ago, you know, I want to lift it running into the finals. They'll be the difference.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Those boys have obviously got to turn up and perform. It hasn't been smooth sailing all year, Slats. We've obviously had an up and down season. We finished we finished third. As I mentioned, mate, it hasn't been a perfect year, and those guys haven't had a perfect season. But I don't think the boys need to be motivated by any stretch of the imagination to play well this weekend. So hopefully they just can come out and do what they do for 80 minutes at their very best, and hopefully that'll put us in a position to play well.
Matt, you're lucky enough as the development coach there at the Rabbitohs, but also to be in that box with Michael Maguire, which I imagine is a tremendous learning experience. If you do take one thing away from Maguire, what is it? What do you think he is particularly good at?
As with all the great coaches I've been fortunate enough to work under, TK, it's his honesty, mate. Right. Up in the box, I suppose, if you're asking for specifics, like the Channel 9 or Fox, whoever it is, they love showing it when Madge is losing it, blowing right up. And I suppose the fans like to see that too. But yeah. He's got a great ability to calm down really, really quickly. So his emotion comes out, obviously, when the boys might do something wrong or he gets upset at a referee's call or something like that. But he's got a great ability to calm down and know that being angry is really not going to solve many problems. So, and it's like that in the change room too. He can lose it at the boys and give them a rocket when they need one, but in the next breath, he's being really, really constructive. So he's got that great ability to be constructive even though he's quite angry, and I think that's the biggest thing I've learned off him.
Yeah, and how's it been for you, Matty, coming out of playing into this new role?
Yeah, I've been very blessed, lads. It's amazing to think that last year I had the boots on with the boys, and then this year I'm in a position where I still get to be amongst them every single day and learn under Madge and the other coaches and still be around the boys. So, mate, I'm extremely fortunate, and I must admit, though, I didn't miss the preseason, obviously, and I didn't miss those couple of games early in the season when the boys were losing. But when they beat Manly a couple of weeks ago, I was pretty jealous, to be honest.
Yeah, I bet.
It's those feelings that you really miss in the change rooms afterwards when you've just played 80 minutes of good footy with your best mates and you've beaten a red-hot team, and you come in and you enjoy that half an hour after game together where you can put your arm around your mate and know that you work hard for each other and had a great victory. And I must admit, I was extremely jealous after that Manly semi-final.
It's a good time of year, isn't it? That's the reason why. Matt, we saw Michael, and he didn't know he was on camera, but you know, it was terrific that the cameras can take you into that dressing room, and he gave the boys a massive spray after defeating Manly last time out, 40-24, but they gave up that 24 unanswered points. But he had a big smile at the end of it, so he gave it to him, and then he smiled at the end of it. Was he going over the top? It was still a pretty comprehensive victory.
Yeah, I think that's just his split personality coming out a little bit there. I think most coaches have got two or three voices in their head that they try and fight against most times. But, obviously for a large majority of that game, we played really, really, really good footy. And then that back half of the second half, we couldn't have played any worse. So to give up the amount of points we did in such a short period of time was extremely disappointing. So Madge obviously had to let the boys know that at this time of year, if we're going to do that again in any game from here on in, we're going to lose a match. So he let the boys know about that. But as I said, he's really constructive, even though he was angry, and he went about and told the boys what they did well, and I suppose that's where the smile came from.
Matty, thanks for your time, mate. It'll be a terrific week, and we can't wait for the clash on the weekend. So good luck.
Thanks, boys. Anytime.